Time now for We're Bigger Than You Think, a weekly conversation on the dynamic real estate market in York County and the Two Carolinas, presented by ReinhartRealty.com.
Jay Reinhart, one of the things that I love about doing real estate conversations with you week after week is new words. Prop tech, what is this?
That's right, Manny. A lot of people, unless they invest in the stock market heavily, they haven't heard of prop tech. And really, prop tech is nothing more than the intersection of real estate business, whether that be in sales or property management or our websites, you name it, with technology, software companies. And there are a lot of prop tech companies that people would recognize. Matter of fact, Zillow was one of the first ones. You've also got ones like Opendoor. You've got ones like Houzz. You've got all these different ones that, again, are trying to make money through a technology that is either forward-facing to the consumer or helps the real estate agent really run their business and help consumers find the house. Now, this can also interact with AI. So a lot of that artificial intelligence and the way that you search websites like ours, then they are help you find and narrow down the houses that you actually want to get to.
But you need to be aware of all this thing called PropTech because it's not really a real estate company.
It isn't. It doesn't own any real estate. It has no brokers. And what you are looking for is that trusted advisor to help use the technology to help you find that house that is right for you.
And as we mentioned last week, one of these prop tech companies got a nice big fine from the Federal Trade Commission.
That's right, for not doing the right thing and not looking after the consumer, but trying to make money on the back of the consumer.
ReinhartRealty.com, the place to go. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Manny.
Join us Thursdays for We're Bigger Than You Think, presented by ReinhartRealty.com. Trustworthy, reliable real estate services locally, across the nation, across the globe.